I was absolutely over the moon with him. He was loving it, enjoying it the whole way round. Last year he was a bit green here. He gave me a very good ride. Finished, I think, 15th. But yeah, and he didn't stay the trip that well last year. He got a little bit tired towards the end. I was concerned that that might be the same this year. I was quite conservative with how much I asked of him. My main aim was to be as efficient as I could, not accelerate way too fast anywhere. I took strides out intentionally at a few fences, some of the combinations, not to save seconds there, but so that I wouldn't have to bring his speed down to then have to build it up again. Yeah, I was just trying to conserve every bit of energy I could to make it as easy and comfortable for him as possible. And with hindsight, yeah, he coped with the trip really well. I actually could have asked a bit more. He was 4 seconds over the time, and you know, I think if I go again, I would be disappointed not to be in the time. But it's always better to have that regret than be a bit too greedy and come away regretting not getting home.
Well, he looked awesome, and he was just eating up the ground. And it was so nice when the horses get back from the cross country, their grooms, vets, etc., run over and get them as cool as possible, as quick as possible. And down here at the finish, you're one of the few riders that's actually been throwing buckets of water over your horse as well.
Yeah, it's such a key part to try and get them to drop their heart rate and their temperature down as quickly as possible. Horses are very inefficient at losing heat. When they're galloping, the wind does the job, but as soon as they're static, you know, you have to work hard on that. And we've got a great team. I boss everyone about quite a bit, but it's just so important to try and get their heart rate down. And yeah, he tries so hard for me. It's the least we can do to try and you know, keep it as easy and comfortable for him as possible.
And is he a clear round show jumping horse?
Not really. He's a horse who has always struggled with the show jumping. I've really tried to study how he jumps, and I feel I've made a lot of sort of progress in the last couple of years with him. Last year he had one down, which was a bit of a miracle here. He did the same at Badminton. He's been very consistent this season, but he's not one that I would ever rely on, and I'll have my work cut out. But as far as I'm concerned, I've got to stick to my plan, do the best job I can, give him every chance to jump a clear round, and what will be will be.